News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson Polk checking in, present.
Checking, I just got my hair cut. Yay!
Hey, look at you. Hey,
yes, looking all sharp.
No more
and
bangs
pretty.
In your face there.
Well, yeah, so God, I know. It's getting long.
Well, tis the season. We got to get things done as one of them. And so as we go, good morning and welcome to El Paso History Radio Show. We're proceeding with a show about El Paso history, and we still say Texas history begins in El Paso because it does.
Ah. I was watching something. I want to talk to you about on that.
What do you mean?
I'll have to tell you another time. It just dawned on me.
Well, so it goes. That's an aside. Should
I go back to California?
No, let's don't do it. This is Texas. We don't need California. So another radio show, KTSM, AM 690. People can find us streaming live on the internet. How do they do that?
Well, they can go to ktsmradio.com, which will take them to the iHeartRadio link where they can download that link and they can listen to us anywhere in the United States and the planet, I believe.
Our current normal is no trivia questions. There's no way to pick up a price. However, there's a major discount going to happen.
It's a special one.
And that's your turn to read.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure if you were done. Okay, Mother's Day special at Mission Del Rey is 30% off your order today.
30% off the order.
Yeah.
That's 30%. Huge.
30%. That's everything that you buy. So if you buy something for yourself and your mom, you get 30% off on all of that. And it's the largest discount they've ever done there, and it's just for our radio listeners.
So
yes, they're going to still have the set of five coupons worth $20 each per customer on the MissionDelRay.com website. Get one discount or the other one.
You can't combine
only
both
one.
Of
yeah,
the,
you can't combine them.
No,
yeah.
You can't do that.
That makes
so,
more sense.
Well, that makes sense.
But
yeah.
the website is MissionDelRay.com. So go check it out. I mean, great. Mom will want something from here.
Well, you can do it now, order, pick it up, or go get it, or send it, or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they were originally a sending out business. They were an internet business, and they mailed everything. They're still up for that. So history moment is, what is it today?
It's a mystery that is in the Upper Valley and that everyone can visit. Yeah, sorry about that. Somebody's at my door. it's a mystery.
Nobody knew that but you.
Nobody knew that but me. Oh, no, everybody knows that when they hear that one.
We didn't hear it. What
but,
else?
Yeah, no, there's a mystery that they can visit and see it all the time up there 7 days
in
a week.
In the Upper Valley, there's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
And we'll be talking about
you're going to reveal that.
Yes, that mystery's back open. So.
I see. Good. And not going to lunch today as a group, encouraging you go to Pepe's and Amigos for takeout orders. Also, the new state rules about all this distancing stuff. Amigos has their dining room actually open, and they also have an outdoor patio. And they both are open for dining today at Amigos 2000 Montana. Phone number is coming up in the show.
And then one trivia question, no prize, but where is the special 30% off coupon on the MissionDelRay.com website?
See if you can find it before we tell you, because we're going to tell you anyway.
Yeah.
So, all right, talking about history and things going on in El Paso, there's a lot going on the what I would call the edge of Texas going toward New Mexico. Normally people think the edge of Texas on New Mexico would be Route 54. I'm thinking about the one over toward Cristo Rey. And our guest today is Ruben Escandon, Jr. Ruben, Jr., how are you, dude?
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Ruben.
And you're also known as the spokesperson for Mount Cristo Rey, also known as From This Moment Weddings as the main minister there.
Yes.
You have a chapel. You go to unusual locations for weddings, like on the International Bridge. And you went to Mesita School eventually. We'll have to ask you about that. El Paso High School. You grew up in Calavera, a Smeltertown neighborhood that is still there today. And how many people still live there? Your folks moved out, right?
Right, yeah. My dad hasn't lived there in La Calavera probably about 4 years now. But there's probably at least 20 families that still live, you know, they're still there.
And if you don't know where it is, they just put a freeway on top of it. It's weird how that...
Right next to Executive Center, and they built a little underpass, I guess. They tunneled underneath real close to the last house on the street. And put in that new Border Expressway, which was surprising right on the edge of the cemetery too. I mean, they're probably not 6 feet from the cemetery.
Well, you know, I was talking to Mr. Puga back when they were doing the Sarco thing, and they were trying to shoehorn another state highway at the time. They already had I-10, then they're going to put another highway. Then they had the railroads they had to move. Then they had a Sarco. Then they had another railroad. And then they had Donovan Drive and all that. They said they had like 4 or 5 feet to spare in putting all that together. So I guess Calavera got its snoot full of that stuff. But you grew up in that little neighborhood. Definitely. You grew up in that neighborhood, did you not?
I did. I grew up in La Calavera. You know, that was our home. You know, grandfather settled there, and he came in and built his own house. And, you know, my dad, I mean, we lived right next door to them, so they had that first property going into La Calavera. So that's where I grew up.
Oh, wow. You're not on a speakerphone, are you? It sounds a little muffled to you, from you.
It sounds muffled, okay? Let me make some technical changes here.
Talk into the machine. Talk into the machine there. But the thing is, Ruben Escandon Jr., you have an interesting history, which is why I asked you to be a guest today, because you've seen a lot of stuff. I mean, going from way back to all the history of Smeltertown, all the history of Cristo Rey. As I said, you're a spokesperson for it, and you've been that ever since I knew you, and all the stuff that's gone on over there. But I sort of wanted to start with a couple of things. Oh, by the way, I understand you have found some old history that we're going to talk about, brand new, a diary. Tell me, give us the headline. We won't do the diary now, but what was the diary that you've located?
Well, several years ago, Monsignor Costa, the founder of Mount Cristo Rey, his niece befriended my dad, and I guess they knew each other, and he used to do some work for her, lived here in El Paso. And one time he mentioned, this is several years ago, that he mentioned to me that she had given him some papers for me to look through. And I said, okay, cool. You know, so he had the papers, and time went by, and these papers kind of just got misplaced and shoved under stuff. And just recently, during this time of honeydews and everything else that you got to do around the house, I was cleaning out some stuff in the garage, and I came across the box of papers that she had given him. And in looking through here is what appears to be a diary or excerpts of a diary, but actually written by him.
Who?
By Monsignor Costa.
Oh.
By Monsignor Costa. And it's all, it's in like an old typewritten manuscript kind of deal, but it's actually, he says it's a diary that he kept. And the title is Sierra de Cristo Rey, Condensed Facts of Its History by Reverend Lourdes F. Costa.
Oh, my.
And it's got,
wow.
And it's got the dates from October 28th of 1933 to October 29th of 1939.
Oh, now that's...
He goes detailed into this in the building of Mount Cristo Rey. Some of it is very hard to read because it's already faded out. So I'm going to have to work on retyping this and making a nice copy of it. But it is something to see. I mean, it is some stories in here that I had never even heard of that happened to him and happened while building this. So it's pretty cool.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm so glad to hear something like this.
Well,
you know?
That's where we're going to find out about our history eventually, is by going through old boxes, which I've been doing by the ton this last couple of weeks. I've been moving a household and looking at all the old stuff. Ruben, I got to think, I'll save this for Ruben. He's on the show this week. Well, Ruben's not here. He's by phone. But I've got some interesting things to hand to you once ever I get to see you again about Cristo Rey, because we did the video together, El Paso's Mount Cristo Rey, which, of course, it is, even though it's technically in New Mexico. And it's in Sunland Park, is that right?
That's correct.
And you go across, it's not that far. How close is Texas from Mount Cristo Rey?
The actual boundary markers are not even probably half a mile, you know, not even that.
So it's
from Texas and New Mexico, right where the boundary meet.
It's in the corner of southern New Mexico, right there, nestled up against old smelter town and the railroad bridges. And I just thought of something. Once upon a time, will you ever remember, because you're younger than I am, I remember as a kid, my uncle took me over there because he knew the artist and Soler, and he was a buddy of his. So I remember we were over there one time with my uncle, and I was a tiny kid. There was a tunnel that was there, and it's now been opened up. But one of those train tracks went through a tunnel. Do you remember that?
I remember that barely. I mean, that was probably early on. But I remember the tunnel being there, and us as kids, you know, going up there. I, as a little kid, I was forbidden from going up there because the bigger kids would hang out there, and they would go and, you know, play with the train and run across the train tracks and the bridges and all kinds of stuff. And then as I grew older, I kind of took it on, you know, went out there and started doing that kind of stuff myself. So, you know, I got exposed to it, but as an older kid, not the younger age. And I barely remember that tunnel that was there.
There is video of it I found online with one of those Texas Online things. And there's sure enough, there was a tunnel there. What it is the second track as you're going toward Crystal Ray coming in, the second track as you look left down toward Smelter Town and the bridges, it was a tunnel because I guess the railroad said it's cheaper just to tunnel through this than to dig it all out. And then they started, I guess, carrying larger and higher cargo, so they finally blew it all away. And, you know, now they got the two lines running through there. But that was a bizarre thing. I just remembered that. So back into the history of Mount Crystal Ray, it's an interesting thing you do. Generally, what goes on there? Because people, I had the guy ask me this week as we posted on Facebook. By the way, Melissa, how many on Facebook? Over 11,000?
I'm having trouble with Facebook, but it was big. It was way over. It was 10,000 last time I looked at it.
It went to 11, and this is the people we've reached on your promo.
You're popular, Ruben.
And there's Ruben standing there with his hand on the fence.
Yay.
And the second picture is the snow globe picture, they call it, even though it's not.
Oh.
It's the moon behind the statue, and that thing was moving fast. I barely caught that. Yeah. That's the first frame of good video as the moon was setting. The sun had already risen on the mountain. So if you want to see what we're talking about, go to Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show.
Everybody thinks you Facebooked that page. I mean, Photoshopped it. You didn't.
Well, I have the live video on the end of the DVD as a bonus.
Just a show.
So you can watch the whole darn thing. I mean, I chased that thing for 2 months. The first month, I totally blew it. I was over on I-10 thinking this would be cool. No, it wasn't. Finally, it was down on Donovan Drive, and I had to keep moving the camera. Oh, here comes the moon. It's coming down. Oh, I got to move another 20 feet. And finally, I got it. And just as I set up the tripod with the camera running and barely got it going and hooked and it locked into place, that's the first frame that was any good. And it takes about 6 or 7 minutes
for
that. It rolls right down the side of the mountain. It doesn't go straight down.
Yeah.
But you'll see that if you ever get a hold of the DVD. I got a few more DVDs I found for you, Ruben.
Ah, there you go.
All right, cool.
And, of course, Ruben, you are one of the main people in that DVD. But take a moment and talk about that DVD. We don't sell them anymore. It's online for free. If you want to go see it, it's at YouTube/ El Paso History TV, and you can see El Paso's Mount Crystal Ray. Or just go you can go on YouTube and just search El Paso's Mount Crystal Ray. The thing will show up. It's about a 59 or some, I think that one's 59-minute documentary of all the stuff we did. What are your thoughts on what we did there? Because we did something quite unusual. It was your idea, as I recall.
Well, that was the idea, to get the story out of Crystal Ray. This monument itself for El Paso is an icon for El Pasoans. You know, it's a religious icon, and it's also a historical icon. I mean, the monument of what was built at that time is remarkable, and it's been compared to some of the major monuments to Christ and other works that have been done throughout the world. And at the time, for this to have been done when it was, you know, it's pretty amazing. So I, you know, finding some pictures that we had, you know, and I think I, you know, told the story before that, you know, I had a reference, you know, I'm always online and always checking out. People always commenting from all over the world. I had two people yesterday, one from Germany that's apparently coming in July. I believe it's the end of July, and he was asking about availability to climb. And I said, well, depending on the situation right now, you know, Mount Crystal Ray is closed and we closed it down because of the pandemic going on and just in accordance to social distancing and everything else. So we have it closed down. So I told him, I said, you know, when are you looking to come? He says, well, if this all goes well, probably July is when I had planned, but I'd like to visit and see the monument. So and we get people from all over the world. So for me in this, you know, putting this DVD together and spreading the story of Crystal Ray was in itself, you know, the goal. And it turned out to be something. Of course, we had the floods of 2006 that kind of overplayed the whole, you know, the whole DVD, and it was kind of a result. But the end result of that DVD is what we wanted, to get the word out and how it was built. And I was telling the story of how we found those pictures. You know, I'm always referencing things online and people post sometimes, you know, family pictures and stuff like that I find interest in, and I email them and ask them for copies and to be able to use those. But I found a reference in some paperwork, it referred to Cleofas Calleros. And we'll get into Cleofas Calleros, but he was the project manager.
Well, he was also a reporter for, I guess, the Herald Post and a photographer. And secretary, I think, was his title for the project. Or was he maybe had a bigger title? But the point was, he was all over that. It got in the papers, and he well publicized that. Cleofas Calleros, another amazing El Pasoan in the history we have here. All right, we got to talk more about Cristo Rey and the origins and the beginnings, because now that you found some of the diary of Father Costa, and this is recent, you haven't really ever exposed. I didn't hear about this till yesterday.
Right. Yeah. This is just recent. This is just, like you said, within the last 2 weeks of being home.
Well, that's
one good thing.
One good thing.
One good thing about being quarantined is that, you know, hey, here we go. We found some stuff.
I know what you mean. All right, taking a break here. The guest we have today is Ruben Escandon Jr., and he is the man who talked about Cristo Rey. But we got a bunch of other stories on you, like how much you enjoyed going to school your first day. I want to hear about that. Yes, yeah. I thought that should get a laugh out of you, because I know the story. Anyway, enough of that. We'll get back in a minute. Did anybody call up? And no, they didn't. They didn't answer the trivia question.
No, they didn't.
The trivia question was,
oh, where is the $30 coupon on the MissionDelRay.com
website? It's on their contact
page. And also, we hit the 11,387 people on our Facebook page. That's up from 8,000 last night.
Oh, that's a lot of people that are looking at this
thing.
They
like you, Ruben.
I think they like the Ruben, and they like the snow globe. And it's not a snow globe.
They want his cowboy hat.
It's the moon. Well, Ruben is a cowboy. He's a vaquero. So anyway, all right, talking about a lot of stuff here. We got to take a break here. And we'll also deal with a number of issues on our sponsors, because they're kind of open, some of them, so we'll get to that in a minute. Call us if you wish to. We can actually take a call with Ruben on the phone anyway, right?
That's right, we can. And his number here is 544-KTSM.
That's it.
Oh,
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-500-7609. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-7609. That's 1-800-500-7609. 1-800-500-7609.
iHeartMedia knows small businesses across the country are facing new challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. So to help, we've put together the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource, which has critical information, including links to federal and state resources providing businesses with stimulus loans, grants, and other financial aid. We also shine a spotlight on small businesses doing good right now. Visit smallbusinesscrisisresource.com to learn more. That's smallbusinesscrisisresource.com, because your small business is big to us.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are sort of like an island in the middle of a virus.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk much about it except to say that you can't get a virus by listening to the radio show, but you can get an addiction.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
Whoa,
I like that one. A new addiction, a healthy addiction.
Yeah, because we're addicted to history here.
That's
frankly,
right.
History is the reason El Paso is most interesting to me, and I didn't know that until I came back from D.C. after a career down there. Doing whatever TV business, but then come back here and realize, look at all the history. Nobody ever told me that when I was a kid. And I started looking into that and thinking, that's nuts. So what we've done about that, we've got a Facebook page on El Paso History Radio Show, and we do history every week here, ha-ha.
Uh-huh,
also, but the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We have a major YouTube channel called El Paso, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. I just pulled that up. There's Bernie looking at me. And Bernie, we got some more Bernie pieces coming up. We're going to do the Camino Real on all the Catholic missions and churches on our mission trail, because they're not all missions. Okay, there's a trivia question for you. Which one's not a mission?
I know which one. San Eli.
San Elizario is not a mission because it's a presidio. Chapel. And it's even built differently. All the other three in a
shape. Oh, yeah, you could definitely tell.
We did a drone shot on each one of them, including the one in Juarez. And you can see across.
I think what's most interesting is a lot of times when you see any kind of graphics or such on missions or churches, Spanish churches, it always looks like a San Eli type church, a presidio.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
And the stuff in California you grew up with, were there any of them actual missions in a cruciform?
Oh, yeah.
They all are? Okay. I didn't know anything about that. So anyway.
There may have been a presidio or two. I've not really remember all of it, but I know they're all still pretty active.
But they're cruciform shape. Okay. We got that. All stuff is on there from ABC7 is going to run these in June. And theoretically, they'll run one a week, and there's four parts, four segments, and one on Isleta, one on Socorro, one on San Elizario. And then the last one is going to be a combination of Camino Real and the Juarez mission. That's the most fabulously ornate mission of all of them. They're all interesting. But that one is the original, never been destroyed. It has bullet holes in it. Did you know that?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Oh, my God. They blew that thing up. They tried to in the Mexican Revolution. They shut the door off anyway.
Yeah, I'm amazed it survived the revolution. I really am.
The woodwork in there is just fabulous. It really is. So that's all coming up in June. And that's also the ones that we've already aired are on that same YouTube channel. /El Paso History TV. So take a look at that. Another new subscriber this week as of Thursday, Mr. E. Have no idea who that is. Maybe it's Ruben. We'll ask him. But Mr. E is now a subscriber. Luis Avendando, Abraham Monteros, Eric Von Erich, a bunch of people are now subscribing to that channel. I've got several hundred of them. And it's an interesting thing to do. By the way, I want to mention, we had a commercial there for Patrick Tuttle.
Mm-hmm.
588-1850. He does rentals. He doesn't do just selling real estate, which he will do, but 588-1850. He put a different phone number on our radio show compared to Andrew's. He wants to see which one comes in.
It's a war. Here we go.
No, not really.
No, I'm kidding. Ratings.
588-1850. It rings in his pocket. Messing with him. Call him up. Say, hey, dude. Hey. I want to rent the.
Oh, he's gonna love that.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, Pat.
What's up? It just remains.
What's up?
It means that the thing is working. So okay, you got an announcement about?
Yeah, MacGuffin Homes open. They're following the governor's guidelines, and so if you're getting a little stir crazy, it's a chance to get out there. Now you can go to their Facebook page, which is the MacGuffin Home, and find some of the details, or you can also go and get details by calling them at 533-5147 or Google it.
I Googled it and I got Ruben Escandone. Ruben, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, you didn't go away. And what'd you do to your phone to make it sound a little bit better?
I used a headset, different headset.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
Well, much better.
It's an interesting thing you do because you use that phone. Should I give out the number? Because if they ring it, it won't knock you off the air, will it?
No, it won't.
252-9840 gets Ruben. And if you want a wedding done, That's one thing I wanted to ask you. We got to go to another break fairly quick, but the wedding business that you're in is called From This Moment Weddings?
That's correct. And we're kind of a little diversified now, not only doing these weddings. You know, we do traditional weddings for 15 years now. I left the courthouse in 2005, and ever since then, I've been doing weddings on the, you know, I just started doing them on the side. And of course, now it's become a little business that I've had to run it as. But it started off as a little ministry, and then developed into what it is now. And these weddings now, I was doing the bridge weddings. I was doing the detention center weddings. You know, going in helping these guys that are getting facing deportation. They've been here all their lives, so there's things that they can do to try to stay here. And then we've gotten into the immigration side as well. You know, I've got a new division of immigration people that can help, and we can actually do the paperwork and application. So, you know, it's getting pretty interesting. And lately it's been nothing but bridge weddings and the immigration stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Well, you started out as a clerk for somebody in the courthouse, right?
Right. I was a court administrator in the courthouse.
Okay. And then you saw the judges, the justices of the peace, people coming wanting to get married and got turned down because the guy was too busy.
Well, just that, and of course, for a judge, it's not the priority. It's not the first line of business for them. They're there to, you know, dispense justice and hear cases and whatnot. And a lot of them wouldn't, you know, pay much attention to what they were doing. So they would put them off to the side, and then some of them would even, you know, didn't want to do them if the couple didn't speak English. You know, so if they were in Spanish, I started coming in and doing translations, and people just loved what I had to tell them. And after that, it just became, you know, natural for me to talk to them and give them at least, you know, words of advice and guide them a little bit into what they were getting into. And of course, for me, this isn't something that just popped up because I've grown up in the Catholic Church my whole life.
Right.
And for me, that was the easy part is that I, you know, lived this, you know, growing up. I was a youth minister with different churches. I played, you know, we had the choirs in three different churches and always involved with the church, helping wherever we could. And then, of course, because of Cristo Rey, there was always a connection with the church.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, it was pretty simple, you know, to take this on, and I provided this service, and it's grown into something that I never imagined.
Well, it turned into a business, apparently. But you did this kind of as a favor to people who couldn't get married through the regular channels. The church wouldn't marry them for whatever reason, so they'd go to the Justice of the Peace, and those guys were too busy. So you basically filled a need.
Yeah, and who wants to go necessarily to a Justice of the Peace, the, you know, the county building? Someplace nice.
You have a chapel.
Right. I've actually partnered with the Presbyterian Church facilities there on Murchison Drive, and I've been there going on, I believe, about 8 years now. And what it is that I use the facilities, I office there. We also now have taken over the hall in the back. They have the Fellowship Hall, which, you know, we've renamed and reconfigured there, and it's now the Scenic View Ballroom, which we host weddings up to 400 people. You know, so it's a whole production now that's happened, and a big change to what we're doing. So my daughter Brianna is the one that she's the one that helps me with the hall. She manages the events there and runs everything there. And it's quite a show to put on. You know, we go from chapel to ballroom. You know, we marry them in the chapel right next door, walk on next door, and start the cocktail hour and food and everything else.
It's a scenic view.
Catering business.
It really is a scenic view. At night, you can see the city skyline.
Gorgeous.
And Juarez, the skyline. It's beautiful down there.
Yeah.
And that's the Presbyterian Church. Next big cross street is Brown. It's right there, the big one.
Right, yeah, it's right there in Brown and Murchison.
Cool.
Now, do you still do weddings out at Keystone? I know you've done those in the past at Keystone Heritage Park.
You know, I haven't had any lately. You know,
now it's kind of
for a long time, and I don't remember the lady's name out there. I was sending her a lot of referrals and stuff, and then I never heard back. I think the last one I did there was probably last year, so I haven't really had any there recently. But yeah, I have a lot of pictures of weddings there at Keystone, and some real good memories there.
You're on our webpage for Keystone Heritage Park. We got a picture of you on there, yeah.
And that's that same magic phone number, 252-9840. It's a 915 area code. And so that's great stuff you do. I wanted to plug it because what you're doing is actually a service.
Oh, yeah.
As we described, you filled a need that wasn't being met for people like, where am I going to get married? So I presume you do a lot of Fort Bliss people.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was just yesterday. Yesterday, if you look on my webpage,
a walk-in. You said a walk-in,
and not on the webpage, but on my Facebook page, you'll see. Yesterday, I was headed to the office, and I get a phone call, and it's a Fort Bliss soldier, and he calls and says, "Sir, are you all doing weddings?" And I said, "Well, what's the situation?" He says, "I'm at the courthouse, and the courthouse, the clerk's office was closed because of the pandemic,
COVID, yeah.
And they had closed down to the public, but they were issuing marriage licenses only now. They just started issuing marriage licenses by appointment. So these guys made an appointment, and they got their marriage license. So once they had the marriage license, they called me from the courthouse. So he said, are you here in the building? I said, no. I said, I actually office outside, but, you know, I said, I'm not working today. I'm coming to the office, but I said, I'm going to be honest with them in shorts and tennis shoes and didn't expect to do a wedding today. Said, well, so are we. He says, we're in jeans and boots, and, you know, my girlfriend's in a little sundress. And I said, well, I said, it's up to you. I said, I can help you. I said, but you've got to come here to the office. I said, we can't do it anywhere else. The chapels are closed. We haven't, you know, come in and cleaned them up or anything. I said, so the church has been closed for 2 months almost. So they said, yeah, we'll do it. So they, you know, he's apparently getting ready to deploy. She came in to visit. So, you know, we came in and did the wedding, and we were laughing because they said, we want to keep the masks on. And I said, sure. So I had a bandana on, and they had masks, and we did the wedding.
I saw the picture.
They removed them for the kiss, and then we took pictures with it. And, of course, my traditional selfie that I jumped in the middle of this couple and take the picture wasn't able, you know, we weren't able to do that. So I stood about 6 foot in front of them and took a selfie over the top of my head with the mask, you know, on. So it was pretty cool.
And you do Spanish, English, but not Portuguese.
We do French, Chinese. No, we don't.
Do you really?
Oh, geez.
Good for you. All right, fair enough. 252-9840. Ruben, we're going to take a break here, come back and talk more. I just was looking at the YouTube page. We've got a tremendous amount of videos up there. And El Paso's Mount Cristo Rey is 60 minutes and 21 seconds. And if you actually have the DVD, you know what? I should load up that moonset as a separate piece. It's not on.
Yeah.
It was on the DVD bonus material. It's not on this.
Oh, but it's not on. So you need to put it up on
there.
I do.
I have to put it up as a special video. Oh, fair enough. All right, Ruben, we're going to take a break. Don't go away. We got Ruben here. We're going to talk about your schooling history because there's a couple interesting twists on that. Now, Andrew, you ready for a break? We've got in the control room Mr. Andrew J. Polk. Thank you very much for doing the board in there. And on the phones is Shelley
Sutherland. Price.
And what?
Shelley Sutherland and Price?
I don't know what the price is, but her name has always been Shelley Sutherland. and whatever, that's her.
That's
and,
her.
And a legacy child of hers. Andrew's a legacy child because of me, I suppose.
Yes.
But Shelley's a legacy child because of Sheldon Hall.
That's right.
That was her dad. So there. Oh, back in a minute here. What's that phone number? Ring up Shelley.
Yeah, give us a call at 915-544-KTSM or 915-544-5876.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you.
You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I already told you about Patrick Tuttle, Legacy Real Estate. He's good. He also has rentals, 588-1850. And also Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, now open for in-house dining on a limited basis set out by the governor. The governor will be seating you this afternoon, although he's already seated.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
Stand up.
533-0155. Don't go there. You did already. 533-0155, and that's 2000 Montana. And then you got Mission Del Rey.
Yeah. Mission Del Rey is giving an exclusive discount on Mother's Day just for our radio listeners, and it's to honor moms everywhere. Saturday and Sunday only, online orders of 30% off everything, and it's the biggest discount Mission Del Rey ever offered. They can ship to you, or you can pick it up at the front of the store. Hey, maybe I can get my didgeridoo.
Your didgeridoo? you want one of those?
I don't know. Why not? I mean, it would be something interesting.
I got one I'd like to get rid of. No, I think it's my son's. He took it. Anyway.
Did you have a didgeridoo?
We did. That the big long thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those stupid things.
It would drive the dogs nuts in the neighborhood.
Oh, no. Ooh, you would get fun. Way too much attention on. But then missiondelray.com. That's cool. But I stirred up a lot of people on the phone. Ruben, you still there?
I'm still here.
Guess what? Guess who's on the phone with you? Kevin Lovell. Hey, dude, Kevin, what's new?
Hey, Jackson and Ruben, Melissa and everybody.
How you doing?
I had to weigh in. I just got to share with you guys, you know, I'm the general manager of KVI ABC 7, and I love the history show.
Thank you.
Our relationship with you all.
Thank you.
I love Mount Crystal Ray, so you really hit me and tugging my heartstrings today with this topic.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. What's your thoughts?
Oh, it is. I've known Ruben for many years. I've been a donor to the Restoration Committee, and I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts about Mount Crystal Ray. I've been up there. I would rank among the people that have been there the most. I've been there at least 200 times.
Wow.
I jog, I run, I hike, I go up many times. It kind of gets seasonal, a little more in the winter, of course.
Yeah.
It is the best views combination with historical and magnificent views that you will have in the borderland.
Yes.
End of story. The hike is very manageable for anyone in respectable shape. And I guess what I wanted to touch on here is the magnificent job that Ruben and his committee do to keep that trail, because occasionally there will be some flooding and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they help groups get to the top. And I know that it's temporarily closed or, you know, for I don't know how much longer. I hope they open it up. But in recent years, there was always this safety concern.
Yes.
It is much safer. It's a combination of many factors, but I was always, even now I'll go by myself. I'll jog it, and there are other people there most any weekday morning, weekend mornings and afternoons on Saturday. I'm real encouraged by that. I want people to feel safe. I want them to go up. I don't think there's the prospect, and Ruben could address it, you know, that historically people were afraid to go. But I just want people to go, to experience it. It is magnificent.
It really is. I think the safety concerns are still there, aren't there, Ruben?
Well, there are. You know, the whole thing is that the proximity of Mexico on the other side and the need of people there, they come across. And, of course, you know, tourists are up there. They're carrying their valuables, their cameras, their cell phones. And, you know, I mean, it used to be that it was just not a daily occurrence, but, you know, weekly occurrence. We would get the reports from the police department saying, hey, we had another couple assaulted. And it was happening. But we're talking probably 20 years ago, you know, that it was happening more often. And now, you know, with the presence of Border Patrol, and of course they're not there to protect the mountain, but they do their job as well. They help us in keeping it safe. And I get calls from the station out there at Sanitarius all the time saying, hey, we've got this and this going on. Is it okay? Or hey, what do we do? So with that, you know, of them being there, it helps the safety factor of Cristo Rey. So, yeah, we get a lot of calls now that people are going up there. And I tell them, we don't have actual open dates. You know, during the week, people climb it on their own. You know, and I continually tell them, you climb at your own risk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the risk, you know, the risk being that, yeah, number one, they could get robbed, or worse off, they could fall and twist an ankle and nobody's there to help them. You know, so I explain that to them. And tell them, you know, if you want to take the chance of going up there, it's fine. But it's fairly safe, you know. And people go up there in groups. You know, I think Jackson and I told you a story of a group of 30 people. It was a family reunion that this was probably about 20 years ago. And they wanted to go up there. And I advised them. I said, you know, unless you want to pay for security or take somebody, says, oh, we've got two federal agents, family members that are going with us. They're going to be armed. And I said, great.
Okay.
I said, well, you guys have fun. Go up there. So they go up there. And, of course, the banditos didn't care that they were federal agents and everything else. They robbed a group of 30 people.
Oh, jeez.
And these two agents, you know, weren't even able to get a shot off or... You know, and these guys had guns, you know, so it's surprising.
It's you know, the real problem, Kevin, you may know this, but the real problem is that there's no border wall back there.
Well, I would like to address that if I could, Jackson, because I actually made a presence. I talked to Beto O'Rourke when he was a congressman, Steve Pearson in Mexico, even Susana Martinez, and I did this about 3-4 years ago. I am not a border wall proponent, but I have never understood if you're going to build a wall from Anapra to California, and you're going to build a wall from El Paso all the way to the lower Rio Grande Valley, why in the world doesn't the federal government, if they're going to do it, put protection across there? You're talking about maybe a two-mile stretch.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I don't know why they don't put a regular Border Patrol presence. Now, they're there. They usually park in the parking lot, but that doesn't necessarily protect you. I know that's – Ruben said it. It's not their job.
Right.
But in most other areas, they are on the border. And when I'd met, I had the Border Patrol sector chief I talked to Aurora. I mean, they're saying, well, again, it's not our job, but they patrol. Why they didn't at least put a road in there?
Yeah, well, so they can run their trucks back there. Yeah. I don't know, Kevin. It just always bothered me that if you can do anything, protect the big Cristo Rey, please. Anyway, we got to move on. But, Kevin, thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care, Kevin.
And thanks for what you do with us.
Yeah,
we do appreciate your help.
Keep up the good news work.
Take her easy, Kevin. We'll see you again.
Bye-bye.
And it's always fun to talk to Kevin Lovell. That's neat. We got Bobby on hold. We're going to put Ruben back on hold because we got to take one more break here and come back in a moment. 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
It's a challenging time for small businesses. iHeart Ad Builder can support your radio advertising needs now or when you're ready. Reaching your customers has never been more difficult, but radio is the best way to do just that. With iHeartAdBuilder.com, you can easily get your business heard on the radio faster than you thought possible. During these uncertain times, stay top of mind and easily tell your customers about your website, takeout options, or gift certificates. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com and get a free custom radio ad.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You got Mono's Hands of Fate coming in here next week.
That's right.
And you got all kinds of things going on here. Don't look at the notes they bring into you. Talk on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were covering.
But
next week, well, you got the Sunset Film Society and the International Museum of Art, who usually host films every Saturday. And Jay Duncan is your trivia, your historian, your film historian there. But he's, like I said, going to be on next week. Going to be talking about Mano's Hands of Fate.
And you guys made up this stuff about washing Mano's hands
of
fate.
Yeah, I posted that up.
So that got him on the radio again.
Well, actually, Jay put it together and sent it to us. So I posted it up for everybody. So.
Anything for fun. That movie. I watched the beginning of it. They don't go up on the scenic drive. Enough of that.
They made a remake of it.
But they just.
Or a sequel.
They just remastered it. I don't think they.
Ask
Jay.
Sequel. Yeah, he'll know.
Let's ask Bobby. Bobby's now on the radio. Hey, Bobby, what's up with you?
Oh, my goodness. I miss you guys.
Hey, we miss you too.
Oh, you mean like going out to Pepe's? Yeah, we haven't been.
Yes.
I go out there and buy food, but I don't stick around.
I hope they open up some.
Well, they're doing the curbside service. So definitely
yes,
go buy food.
And I've
from
been
them.
Meaning to do that, but I was calling to find out what in the world why in the world did they name that neighborhood where Mr. Escandon grew up, Calavera?
Let's ask him. Ruben, why Calavera? Ruben?
You know what? I think it was most likely because of the cemetery that was there. Calavera, you know, the cemetery was right above that little community there.
That makes sense.
And that's as far as I know. I don't know. I may be corrected here, but the story that I heard was that they could call it Calavera because of that. It was a little canyon. It's a canyon there, and right above the houses, I mean, is the cemetery.
Which came first?
My understanding.
Which came first, the canyon or the cemetery? It must have been the canyon.
Oh yeah, the canyon, I'm sure.
But Calavera means skull, no? What does it mean?
Right.
Okay.
Skull Canyon.
Well, Bobby, that's about it. It is what it is. It's an official Catholic cemetery, and I believe it's getting designated as an historic cemetery in the area. And Ruben, there's no more room in there, is there, for people?
Well, there's a few places there that people, you know, and there hasn't been a burial there in several years, you know, but there's places there that people can still, you know, we can fit probably a few more burials, but it's not used anymore. And the Catholic Church says it's closed. But, you know, anyone that's in the area that has a kind of reserved space because of their existence there in that area, I think, has the right to be buried there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bobby, like Concordia, same way, yeah.
Bobby, did you ever drive into that little canyon?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I've been around it, I guess, because I don't see a cemetery.
You can from the highway now. You can see it from the highway.
Oh, okay.
It's up on top of the hill. And and the entrance to Calavera and to the cemetery, one road off of Executive, and then it splits immediately and goes left up toward Ruben's old house, and straight ahead it goes to the cemetery.
There's a sign marking it, too.
And you got to know a guy with a key to get to the cemetery, so don't think you're going there without some help. But anyway.
Ruben, do you have a key?
I have a key.
Aha, I knew it. Aha. I knew it.
He has a key. Anyway, Bobby, thanks for ringing up. We'll get back out to Pepe's at some point.
Okay, great.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. You take her easy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. All right, Ruben, we got to take a break here shortly, but we forgot to ask you about all your schooling. Because real quick, what happened when you went to school for the first day and you came back? Your mother said, you got to go tomorrow. You said you're done or something, wasn't it?
Well, that was my Catholic school experience. So my older sister and, of course, my dad had gone to Cathedral. He went to St. Ignatius, you know, elementary, and then he went on to Cathedral High School, and that was the path that they had chosen for me. Of course, Ruben had other ideas.
Little Ruben didn't want to do that.
yeah, little Ruben didn't want to go. But I went for 3 days, and then I think I got expelled. And they sent me over
in first grade, you got kicked out of school.
They broke all the rulers.
Oh, my God. And back then, you were probably known as Butch back then, I'm thinking, right?
The nickname was Butch, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I grew up as Butch, and, of course, Ruben is my given name is Ruben Escandon Jr., you know, so I'm Junior. But growing up, it was Butch, you know, and the first day of school, I came home, and it was a uniform. I went to Holy Family.
Jeez.
And my sister had been there. My sister was at Holy Family, and she had been there
four years already.
Yeah, well, so when I went.
We got to take a break here, dude. Hate to do that to you, but I want to get that story in. We'll talk to you more about next hour on other stuff. I know one of your teachers at El Paso High School.
Uh-oh.
Maybe she'll call in and tell us some stories about Ruben. See you next hour.
Right.
Next hour on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
iHeartMedia knows small businesses across the country are facing new challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. So to help, we've put together the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource, which has critical information, including links to federal and state resources providing businesses with stimulus loans, grants, and other financial aid. We also shine a spotlight on small businesses doing good right now. Visit smallbusinesscrisisresource.com to learn more. That's smallbusinesscrisisresource.com, because your small business is big to us.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times,